Look, Mother's Day is approaching, and as a mother, I can tell you, I can give you a little piece of advice. Flowers and chocolate are fine, but they're extremely predictable. If you want to get something meaningful, your mom, you can't go wrong with a really good book, something that she'd love to read. And if we're going to talk about books, of course, we have to talk to our friend Patrick Henry Bass, a senior editor at Essence Magazine. And I find this interesting. You say when you're choosing a book for your mom, you want to think not about this.
You're going to march yourself upstairs to your room and we'll stay there.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
You say when you're choosing a gift for your mom,
you want to say
thank you for not being mommy dearest. You want to think more about this iconic mom.
It's time for her shot. You understand? Do something. She's in pain. My daughter is in pain. Give her the shot. You understand?
You're going to behave.
Give my daughter the shot.
Thank you very much.
Shirley MacLaine in one of her great roles in Terms of Endearment.
Aurora Greenway.
Yeah. Classic. And this, Patrick, is one of the first books you recommend to buy for your mom.
Yeah, these are books I'm thinking, thank God she was not my mother. But in many ways, Aurora Greenway was like many of our mothers. It's the ultimate tale of smother love. Larry McMurtry, the film has overshadowed the novel. I wish people would go back to the novel to see Aurora Greenway, because the bond that she has with Emma is almost like an umbilical cord wrapped around her poor daughter's neck that she can never really breathe. Sort of sets the tone for the novel. You know,
well, there's that great scene at the end of the novel where Aurora says, "I wish we didn't fight all the time," and of course the daughter says, "I never thought we were fighting."
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So beautiful.
Yeah. So Aurora of the five books I have here, Aurora is the mom most like our moms. The mom that we would hope that we would never have would be Beth Jarrett from Ordinary People, who's quite all of the mothers that in these novels are, they have one trait in common. They're all impossibly self-absorbed. Beth Jarrett is the most self-absorbed of all the characters. Of course, her son, one son dies, the other son commits suicide. And in the novel, Judith Guest's novel, you know, Beth doesn't have a maiden name, and we really don't understand that much about her coldness, her self-centeredness. There are a few clues from her parents, but this is a woman who sort of leaves her own life once her son dies and cannot hug her own child, cannot wrap her arms around her own child or her own emotions.
So this is fascinating. You're choosing books that will make children think grateful for their own mother.
Absolutely. Well, it would give some children nightmares, so I'm not recommending these
books. So adults
will feel better about the moms they have.
Exploring motherness, not necessarily a gift. The message to mom, read Ordinary People.
The message to mom is, mom, you're a great mom. Look at this mom.
Yeah.
I'm okay, you're okay.
Every parent thinks they make lots of mistakes. This is a reading list that will tell them, no, actually you did pretty well.
Yeah.
As long as you're not Ingrid from White Oleander.
Who was a sociopath, who's a murderess, a murderer, self-absorbed poet. There are a few themes throughout these novels that where you have characters who are poets, you know, frustrated writers. Tom, whose mom, Lila Wingo Newbury from
The Prince of Tides.
Yeah. His sister, Savannah, is a frustrated poet who tries to commit suicide. So suicide is a theme. I feel like for Cinco de Mayo, this is a downer.
Prince of Tides, that's a Conroy. That's right.
That's Pat Conroy, yes. Yeah. And then Ida Ferrange, What Maisie Knew, may be one of the most self-absorbed mothers of all time. What Maisie Knew is, of course, Henry James's classic novel about divorce, abandonment. It's interesting. Ida Ferrange is sort of the precursor to Joanna Kramer from Kramer versus Kramer. There's this gigantic custody fight in What Maisie Knew. And Maisie is, of course, the child who's caught in the middle. And once Ida gets custody of Daisy, what does she do? She abandons her. Not only does she abandon Maisie, she also abandons Sir Claude, the man that she marries.
Be clear. I was wrong. You don't want to be giving these books to your mother.
I think you should give these books to your
mom. Aren't
you
afraid that if you give them to your mother that she's going to take it the wrong way?
Your mother's going to see that she was a really good mom. My mom was incredible.
Is there something you'd like to say to your mother,
confession.
Patrick?
We're not
is
going
this a
Oprah.
Cry for help here? Are you sure? I'm going to stick.
I have a great relationship.
I'm going to stick with the complete series of Xena Warrior Princess as my Mother's Day present.
Yeah.
If you want to do the safe route and give your mom the Grapes of Wrath, I mean, I think it's a cop out. I really do.
There you go. But let me go over this list again. Terms of Endearment, Ordinary People, White Oleander, The Prince of Tides, What Maisie Knew. These are Patrick Henry Bass's books on what not to do as a mother.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It's my guide to motherhood.
But it's also a reminder that mothers in literature are some of the hugest characters.
Right. Well, it's a rich terrain, but when we think of novels, women are the matriarch, you know, it's long suffering, and these characters are departures in that they are quite complicated, and they also happen to be mothers.
It's interesting because I've been thinking a lot about now that I'm a stepmother and mother and also a regular.
Is there a novel
mother?
In you?
There aren't
Celeste?
A whole lot of my stepmother was great and I loved her. Books.
Right. Yes.
Yeah,
no, not at all.
Stepmoms
are like the stepmoms in fairy tales, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, go back to Snow White. But then when you think of mothers, mothers are so heralded in literature, but not these five.
The princess of stepmothers.
Yeah, not...
Stepmothers of Endearment.
No, anyone wants
Ordinary
to write that
stepmothers.
Book about great stepmoms, I will be the first to read it. Did you buy one of these books?
No, I'm going to get my mom the chocolates and the perfume.
Take my advice that I'm not following myself. You can get the list of books from Patrick and add your own suggestions. Head over to thetakeaway.org. Before you go away, Patrick,
exactly.
I wanted to ask you, we've been having this discussion about whether or not people need to see the photo of Osama bin Laden in order to believe that he's gone.
What do you want to do?
I was in J school. I would not want to see the photograph.
Would Essence publish it?
Well, depends on who the editor is. The editor we have right
if
now,
you were
I think
the photo
no.
editor?
Yeah. If I were the photo editor, if our readers wanted to see that, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure if our readers would need to see the photograph.
But
our
you
readers,
yourself
our
wouldn't.
Readers. Yeah, I don't need to see the photograph.
It would take up a whole day of meetings, though.
It would take
Essence,
up, yeah,
if you got that
conference.
Photo leaked to you. Yeah,
yeah,
indeed.
Absolutely.
Patrick Henry Bass, our friend, of course, and senior editor for Essence magazine. You can see the list of books again from Patrick at thetakeaway.org and add your opinion to the conversation about Osama bin Laden's photo at 877-8-MY-TAKE.